Welcome back to Silver and Black today here on Raider Nation Radio on this Tuesday. And we go immediately out on the newsmaker line and bring in our very special guest. That is Max Crosby, second year defensive end, of course, out of Eastern Michigan. First of all, Max, congrats on the win in Denver. And thanks for being with us here today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all for having me on.
All right, so let's dive in. You know, clearly you guys were disappointed in missing the playoffs, but for you in year two, you know, what did you learn about yourself, your strengths, and what you're going to be focusing on as you look back a little bit at this season that just ended and what you want to really focus on in this offseason for 2021?
Yeah, you know, this season there was a lot of ups and downs. You know, from the start, having no fans was a weird – you know, experience to say the least. And, you know, going into it, we knew it was going to be a little bit different, but, you know, as a team, I'm proud of my teammates. You know, we went out there every week and put it on the line. You know, every game didn't turn out the way we wanted, but, you know, we were a game better than last year. And it's not good enough, but, you know, it's a start and we're just, you know, going to go into this off season, get ready, and bond together. You know, obviously this past off season with no OTAs and everything and having rookies come in, you know, it was extra difficult. So, we're excited to get another offseason under us, and I know personally I'm going to do everything I can to be my best.
Max, how important was it for you to go out in that Denver game and finish really strong? Because you had the best game of the season statistically for yourself and, of course, the team with that come-from-behind win. It was a carbon copy of Week 17 last year where you guys did not get the win. It even came down to the two-point conversion. But for you on the defense and looking at what you did, of course, Brian Baldinger did a whole breakdown of you and talked about what a great game you have. What was it about this last game for you guys going in and wanting to finish strong?
Yeah, you know, going into Week 17, knowing you're not playing another game the next week, you know, it makes it special. And, you know, you're playing Denver at Mile High, you know, it's an awesome experience, and you want to come out there with a win every time. And, you know, just like you said, the game literally came down to the same exact situation it was last year. And, you know, going into the offseason 7-9, losing that way to Denver, you know, a divisional opponent, you know, it left a sour taste in our mouth. We had to go out there and get a W, and I had a blast.
Now, you guys, you know, a lot of new personnel in the offseason on the defense this year, and the unit struggled overall. How much did no offseason and getting to know each other factor into some of these challenges that you guys faced throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't easy. We had a lot of new guys. Obviously, you know, there's a coaching change, you know, during the season as well. And, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. So, we know, you know, this offseason going into it, there's going to be more changes. So, you know, me personally, I know I'm going to be locked in, you know, like never before. And I know my teammates, you know, got to be ready as well. You know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, what the defense is going to look like, who's going to be out there. But everybody's just got to take it, you know, personal and be the best they possibly can be, you know, when they show back up in April.
Yeah, and Max, you mentioned, you know, sometimes the business side of the NFL results in changes, and that's tough. Of course, Coach Gunther was let go. How was the last several weeks under Coach Marinelli, and what were some of the differences that you saw? And was it sort of a little bit of a reset for you guys from a mindset perspective, or were you just focused on getting the season finished as strongly as you could?
Yeah, you know, Coach Marinelli, you know, being with him every single day, you know, I knew him stepping up into the, you know, defensive coordinator spot, it was going to be – you know, a great experience. You know, the guy loves football and he's football 24/7. So, you know, he got to really relay that to the whole defense, and we simplified a lot of things. You know, everything wasn't perfect. You know, we could be a lot better, but, you know, Marinelli did a great job, and, you know, I'm looking forward to working with him more, you know, as my future, you know, keeps going.
Sure, absolutely. Again, we're talking to Max Crosby, Raiders defensive end here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio 920. And Max, you know, Coach Gruden said yesterday he prefers when they go out and they hire you a new defensive coordinator, which should happen pretty soon, he prefers a 4-3 defense. But if a new defensive coordinator came in and perhaps switch things up and move it to a 3-4, how do you feel you'd adjust to that and play inside a different type of defense?
Yeah, you know, whatever happens. I just know, you know, I'm going to be ready. You know, I'm going to try to be the best I can possibly be, you know, no matter what the, you know, scheme or situation is. You know, I'm definitely comfortable in a 4-3. I played it all in college, and I've, you know, obviously played it my first 2 years in the league. So, yeah, you know, obviously I'm biased, and I prefer the 4-3. But I want whatever, you know, helps the team win. So at the end of the day, you know, I trust the coaches and whatever they, you know, decide to do.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Coach Gruden's on your side, man. So that's a good guy to have on your side, right?
Absolutely.
And you mentioned earlier, Max, the lack of fans. You know, Raider Nation, such a passionate, loyal, and amazing fan base. And you're a fan favorite. How much did you miss? And when did you most tangibly miss the crowd? And how different was it for you and the team not having that ravenous Raider Nation with you, especially at home games?
Yeah, you know, that's you know, the first thing I was going to say. You know, being at home and having nobody in the crowd was definitely different, to say the least. But you know, there's no excuses at the end of the day, but, you know, having them back is going to be amazing. You know, we miss them. You know, obviously in Oakland our last year, you know, every single home game was like we're playing in the Super Bowl. You know, that place is about to explode. So we're definitely looking forward to, you know, getting the fans back and getting things back to normal.
Well, and with the fans, and like I said, you're really accessible. You do a lot of interacting with fans. I see it a lot in social media. With that accessibility, there's also some negative side of that. And this season, I don't know, maybe it's COVID and everybody's kind of going through stuff. You know, I saw your teammates and you and some others around the league, you know, have to deal with some really creepy and disrespectful fans. And of course, that's not the majority of Raider Nation. We know that. But for you and your teammates and interacting in social media, do you sense, was that worse this year for you? And how are you guys starting to deal with it when you talk about it?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. You know, that's a tough question to answer. You know, obviously being cooped up in the house, I feel like people are more tended, you know, more likely to be on their phones more than normal. So, yeah, that might be a part of it. But, you know, the Raiders, you know, the Raider fans are amazing. And at the end of the day, you know, they just want us to win just as bad as us. Or maybe, you know, they're a whole nother level, you know, as far as the commitment to our team. So, you know, they want us to win, and, you know, they get emotional just like us. And it's, you know, I understand it at the end of the day. So, you know, there's going to be negativity. There's going to be, you know, a lot that comes with it. But, you know, for the most part, you just got to block it out and, you know, keep working.
Now, when you had to stay away from the team because you were on the COVID list, how did you deal with all of that, and how did it make you feel? Because, you know, a lot of us in this situation, we cover you guys. It's been such a weird year. We can't even see you guys up close and personal to get to talk to you, get to know you, especially you being in a new market here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know, it was tough.
How was that?
I can't lie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You cut out. My bad.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was going to tell you, like, for you, though, being concerned with it, because I've never been exposed, I've never had to quarantine or any of that stuff. How was that for you from a mental standpoint? I mean, you're a young professional athlete, you're in great shape, but how concerning was it for you when you heard that? And then, of course, for your teammates who've also had to spend time on the COVID list or even had it and had some symptoms.
Yeah, it wasn't the fact that I was, like, terrified or anything like that. It was more just, like, disappointment. You know, I was training, you know, out in L.A. for 5 months, getting ready for the season, hyped up, and then 2 days into camp, I have to sit out for 10 days and not do anything in my house. So, like, you know, for me, I was upset. You know, I want to be out there with my team and, you know, get ready, you know, for the season with everybody else. So it was tough, and, you know, just like this whole season, everything was a little bit different. But, you know, I'm glad, you know, we made it through. We got to play a full season, and you know, a lot of people didn't even expect us to do that. So, you know, we're blessed and, you know, looking forward to next year.
Yeah, and so this season, you know, you look at the defense, and I know you guys are focused on playing the game, and so you're not reading every headline and doing all that stuff, but the defense took a lot of the blame for what had happened down the stretch. But for you personally, you know, finishing with that strong game and looking back so far on the year, what when you look at your performance, kind of what was different this year versus last year as a rookie?
Yeah, you know, going into my rookie year, you know, there wasn't a lot of expectations. You know, that was the main difference. You know, going into this year, you know, coming off a double-digit sack year, you know, I knew I was going to get more attention and things like that. And, you know, that definitely happened, you know, at times. But, you know, I just had to keep, you know, staying strong and working and working. You know, these past 6 weeks before, you know, our final game were tough. You know, on film, I felt like I was rushing my best and winning and doing good things. But, you know, to the outside world, it was like, you know, I didn't have sacks, and that was like, you know, that's what, you know, people really care about. So I knew going into the last game, you know, I had to finish the right way, and I'm glad I did. And I'm definitely, you know, it gives me more motivation going into this off season, and, you know, knowing I have a lot to work on and, you know, I have a lot to build off of as well.
Absolutely. Max Crosby, our guest here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio. Max, as you head into the off season, you have time to kind of think about how things went and then start to turn the page and focus on next year. What are your plans? Are you going to stick in Vegas? I know some of the guys say they're going to stay in Vegas and they want to work out as much as you guys can in the facility. Hopefully this stuff will free up pretty soon as more people get the vaccine and whatever. But what are your plans for the off season and what you're going to do? You're going to go back to LA to train? What are you going to do?
Yeah, as of right now, I'm not 100% sure where I'm going to be training at. I know I'm starting up here in a couple weeks and going to be back in full motion. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. You know, obviously LA's kind of shut down and, you know, I have a few options on the table and I'm going to, you know, figure out what's best for me and get healthy and we'll see what I do. But I'm not sure yet.
One of the other things too, because I'm a dog owner and I love the stuff that you post with your pits. Talk a little bit about your dogs, man, and how much you're spending time with them in the off season now that you'll have a little time.
Oh yeah, you know, even during the season, I'm obviously with all the meetings being from home and everything. You know, my dogs are sitting there right with me on the couch during meetings and everything. So yeah, you know, my dogs are like my kids. I love them to death, and you know, I can't imagine life without them.
Well, Max, listen, man, we appreciate you spending so much time with us today and, you know, congrats on that win in Denver again and look forward to getting you out and seeing your Instagram posts of workouts during the off season, my friend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right. You take care. There you go. Max Crosby, Raiders defensive end, spending some time with us here on Silver and Black today. And, you know, that is tough, man. When you go from that rookie season, like he said, I thought that was really a key point there. As you come in as a fourth round draft pick, and there's not a ton of expectations for you, right? And he comes out and he has such a great year. So then he comes into year two and the expectations are much higher. And of course, the unit struggles. And so he's got to play through that. So it was good to see Max really finish out strong for the team and for himself as he heads into the offseason. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, with your calls, 702-365-9200 is the number. You can also reach out to us on the Sam and Ash text line. It's 69187. Put the letters R&R for Raider Nation Radio, your question, and your name, and we'll get to your question or comment. You're listening to Scalco Branson here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.